7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the main and most beautiful acts of worship, even we can say the most important act of worship that we have in Islam, is the salah, is the prayer, especially the five daily prayers. Now the salah itself and the prayer is not just the physical actions which we do, that is the standing up or the genuflection, that is going to ruku or the prostration or the sujood, but rather it is more than that. It has a deeper meaning. It is something that should enable us to transcend this terrestrial world and take our place amongst those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what salah is. And obviously, in order to do that, it is important for us to gain knowledge of the certain secrets that are within, or rather are contained within, the specific acts that are contained within the act of prayer, the act of salah. So inshallah, in this episode, and hopefully in the next segment, we will be introducing one of those books that will enable us to get better acquainted with the prayer and with the act of praying. Inshallah, we hope to see you then. Please stay tuned.
All the earth is a place of prostration. Every field and meadow, mountain, park, city, farm, plantation. Every roadside, seaside, hillside, walkway, any place clean and green can be a place to pray. When I think of every path where I have ever trod, I laugh at all the crazy spots I stop to worship God. Remember that long car ride, driving all night so far. Under the summer moon we pulled off to the side, reclining in the front seat of the car, waking to a fajr bird sound, and washing in the coin car wash we found. With the water blast you're making wound do, you sprayed me and I sprayed you. We stood so drowsy in the dawn, behind the car wash dripping on the lawn. All the earth is a place of prostration. Every field and meadow, mountain, park, city, farm, plantation. Every roadside, seaside, hillside, walkway, any place clean and green can be a place to pray. When I think of every path where I have ever trod, I laugh at all the crazy spots I stop to worship God.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters, to the show Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we are talking about the prayer. We are talking about salah. And we mentioned that it is important for us to try and get a better acquaintance with the secrets, or rather the esoteric nature of the prayer. The book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is a book that is titled The Radiance of the Secrets of Prayer. This book was originally written in Persian, or rather it was a set of lectures that was given on television in Persian, changed into a book in Persian, and then translated into English. The author is a well-known orator, Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati, who is more known or better known for his tafsir or commentary on the Holy Quran that is known as Tafsir al-Nur. This book was then translated by Brother Mansur Limba and was published by the Ahlul Bayt Wal Assembly, that is located in the holy city of Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So in this text, the Sheikh, that is Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati, attempts to explain in detail the meaning of worship and the acts and the parts of worship, or rather the acts of that act of worship. For example, intention. For example, the standing up. For example, the recitation, and so on and so forth. And therefore, he tries and attempts to explain the different actions of the prayer in detail. And tries to then show and outline its importance and to make us better understand these action. He says in the beginning and in the introduction that, yes, you know, there are other books and other more valuable books out there dealing with this. For example, this is from myself, the book of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, that hopefully we may get a chance in one of our future episodes to introduce to our dear listeners, called Adabus Salah, and so on and so forth. But the point of this book is that it is for a general audience, and it relies greatly on the verses of the Holy Quran to make the readership better acquainted with Salah. This book contains 8 chapters, namely beginning with obviously the introduction and then going into worship or ibadah, prayer, Salah. Then the next chapter is titled Let's Welcome Prayer. So for example, the wudu and the other conditions of Salah. Then it goes into intention, the niyyah. Then it goes into a chapter that is titled Let's Engage in Prayer, which is a chapter that deals with the other acts of prayer, such as the qiyam or the standing, the takbir or, you know, the beginning of the prayer, and so on and so forth. Then the 2 last chapters deals with the post-prayer devotional acts. For example, what is known as the ta'qibat. For example, the dua, the tasbih of Bibi Zahra, or the rosary of Bibi Zahra, or Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. And then he goes into speak about the congregational prayer, the importance of it. And finally, he mentions other prayers, such as Salatul Jum'ah, the prayer of Jum'ah, the prayer of Friday, Salatul Eid, the 2 Eid prayers, for example, and other recommended prayers that we are asked to perform or motivated to perform by the Ahlul Bayt alayhi musallam. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a portion from this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. Please stay tuned.
There's no better feeling than when we pray on time, and we know the rest of our days will work out just fine. So we must work hard and wake up before sunrise, so we can leave our homes with the blessings of Allah. So we can leave our homes with the blessings of Allah. It feels good to leave our homes with the blessings of Allah.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. We were introducing to our dear listeners the book The Radiance of the Secrets of Prayer, written by Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati. And the section that we would like to read for our dear listeners is the section that the author titled Intention or Niyyah. This is an important part because it is the crux of Salah. It is the crux of the prayer. For everything depends obviously on the intention of the person performing that particular act. And therefore it was seen as necessary or beneficial for both myself and my dear listeners to read a section or read this section from the book. So the author writes, Intention, Niyyah. Since intention, Niyyah, is the criterion of value in every act, including worship, it is the first obligatory act in prayer. Considering its importance, a separate and lengthy chapter has been included for the examination of its dimensions, with the hope that by doing so, we would succeed in giving more value to all devotional acts. Intention niyyah as a criterion of value. The element that gives importance to a person's actions is his intention, motive or objective. So in the verses of the Quran, the phrase in the way of Allah, fi sabilillah, is often used 70 times, and thus a warning for people to ensure that their actions and intentions be in the way of God, and not for the sake of other than God, or their own carnal desires. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to have pure intentions and to purify our intentions when we come and stand in front of Him at His threshold. Inshallah, until our next episode, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
Thank you.